Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. I post a topic and you send in a story based on that topic. Then I gather them all up, splice and dice, and that's the weekly challenge. This is Weekly Challenge 232, and the topic is Banned for Banned Books Week. Have you banned a book this week? Well, get on the bandwagon and ban a book. We've got a fun batch of stories this week, so let's hear them in the order that I received them, and then ban them. First up is Catwood 92. She's come back, and let's hear what she's got, and then ban it.
It was a happy day when the politicians were banned from Earth. Not just some of them, all of them. Now, they live on a moon somewhere, around Jupiter, I think. No one's quite sure who started this process, or how. Regardless, they deserve a Nobel Prize. Governments around the world are much more effective now that the people in charge are there because they truly want to help, not for their own gain. In 5 years, we've managed to get done things that politicians only talked about. Now, we just have to get something done about those pesky lobbyists.
I say, hire them, and then make the weekly challenge a part of the federal budget. Let's get billions of dollars for writing 100-word stories. The best defense against terrorism I can imagine. Thank you, Catwood. Ha ha. Oh, Nardo's here. Hello, Nardo. How you doing? He gave me a bit of a scare this week. But, you know what? He's old. He does that all the time. Good boy. You are such a good boy. Yes, you are. All right. Let's hear who's next. I have to figure out who's next by seeing who's the first up here. And, oh my god, Ross of Rossitron has returned. I wonder what he's got up his sleeve. This might be part of a takeover attempt of Rossitron of the 100 Word Stories podcast. Thank goodness it's not Microsoft. Otherwise, I'd be asking you, it looks like you're trying to write a 100 Word story. Would you like some help? Ha 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 ha. Ross, let's hear what you've got.
Hi, this is Ross from Rossitron.com. My story this week is called A Slippery Slope. First books were banned, then schools, then education in general. Soon followed prohibitions concerning consumption of green vegetables, bathing, newspapers and news reporting in general, public displays of affection, and regimented exercise. People were at a loss with what to do with all their free time when employment was banned. But the final straw, which incited rebellion and the eventual downfall of the empire, was the proclamation banning girls and their cooties. Years later, looking back, the historians all agreed that it had been a monumentally bad idea to allow the child emperor to dictate law according to his 8-year-old whims.
Ha ha ha. Thank you, Ross. Aren't all leaders 8-year-olds? I'm not sure. I wish they were. It would be fun. And then they'd have nap time, and they'd give out milk and cookies, probably from lobbyists, gold-covered cookies, and silver milk containers. That would be kind of good. I'd want to be in kindergarten all my life. Although, 8 years old is a little old for kindergarten, but at least you'd know you'd get all A's. All right, let's continue before we get this podcast banned. Next up is, I think this is somebody new, although I'm not sure. I recognize the URL. It's Dave from the Dave and Jen Show. Dave, are you new, or are you back? It's so hard to remember sometimes. If only I had a list of people who have been part of this podcast on the sidebar of the site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Anyway, here's Dave, and you're welcome whether you're a new Dave, or you're an old Dave, or if you're a refurbished Dave and sold on Woot.com.
Can we play at Shag Nasties? Taylor, the drummer, explained their situation. No, Nigel. We're banned there, too. That was the night your leather pants split, and you were arrested for indecent exposure.
Just because a man drops his pants is no reason to stop a concert. Can we play at Tommy's?
You drove the van through their front window. Banned.
The Green Olive?
You set fire to the pool tables. Banned.
Can we practice in your parents' garage?
If you come near my mom, my dad will kill you, and the band voted. We think it's best if you leave.
Ha ha ha! I want that band to do the next theme music of this podcast. Ah, yes. Thank you, Dave. Whether you're a new Dave or an old Dave, you're a good Dave. You do know that the theme for this podcast was provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com for all your theme music needs, although you haven't heard anything by him yet, because the beginning starts with a typewriter, but the ending theme is, and I think I still have it in the promos, and it is my ringtone, which is why I answer the phone, because I hear it and I think, oh, that's my ringtone. All right. Let's hear what else people have brought to the table. Next up is Tom, who used to be from one podcast, and then he used to be from another. And now, well, he's pretty much from here. I wonder if he's got statistics for us. Numbers are fun. Math is delightful. Here comes Tom. Are you ready? Here we go.
Head on the road to sweet a thigh, hurroo, head on the road to sweet a thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry, Johnny, I hardly knew
you. Hello, night people. Tom here. I'm proud to say the Footnote Podcast, long dormant, but much listened to, passed the millionth download this week. Wow, that and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. Tonight's story is entitled, Johnny, We Hardly Knew Ye. I was 11 years old when the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution occurred. 7 years later, the damn war was still raging. I had gone from child to young adult, and the war from remote to perilously close. The year before my lottery call, a book began to appear around the high school. It had the dubious pedigree of actually being self-banned by its author and publisher in the interest of national security. Its hero was a soldier who had lost all his limbs, eyes, ears, and mouth. I failed to heed its message, so I'm sending this one in Morse code.
Thank you, Tom, although I'm not very good at Morse code. I'll have to bone up on it. I love that phrase, boning up on something. It sounds kind of dirty, but it's not. Does anyone know the origins of the phrase boning up on something? And if it does turn out to be dirty, I'm sorry. That's why this podcast has the explicit tag. Not because I'm trying to be dirty, but I accidentally be dirty. Yar. Hello, Nardo. You are such a good boy. Yes, you are. Oh, you got a bumpy on your nose. Let me clean that off. And clean off the little goops from your eyes. You are a happy boy. Yes, you are. I'm going to pet on you. He's a good boy. Usually Bruin is next to me as I'm recording these, but Nardo has decided to take his rightful place as podcat. Are you a podcat? Do you want to talk? No? You're too happy to talk. And the headphones come off and bop him in the head. I'm a bad daddy. All right, he's got up, he's all puffed, and he's going to jump on the ground. Unless he decides to bite my arm. Let's see. You going to bite my arm? Yep. Good boy. I deserve it. All right. Next up is Zachman. I wonder if Zachman's going to get us all banned from iTunes. Let's see how truly and deeply offensive he can make this. Remember, every word is supposed to be bannable.
Are you coming to the book club meeting tonight? We are choosing a banned book to read. Would you like to read Twilight? Do they ban books for being dull? No, it was for religious views or necrophiliac pedophilia. We were really thinking maybe Fahrenheit 451 or Brave New World. Maybe a banned book with murder, war, incest, and genocide. The Bible? Exactly. Is Dave coming? No. The meeting is at the Porkhouse, and Dave doesn't want to come since the owner's wife banned bacon-stuffed bacon wrapped in bacon cooked in bacon grease from the menu.
Okay, that last bit was cruel, because I love bacon, and I can't eat it quite yet. But thank you, Zachman. By the way, if you're following my diet and my weight loss, I ended the week at 199. Although, I was down to 198 for a bit, but I'm still going. But I'm starting to take it a little easier on myself, because, let's face it, my first goal was 200. The doctor said 180, but I should be in no rush to get there. And I'm going to be taken off of my blood pressure meds, and possibly my cholesterol meds. Although what I'm going to request is that first, the cholesterol meds are reduced from 20 to 10 milligrams, because my family has a history of cholesterol and issues like that, and I just want to be safe. All right. Besides, it's fun taking medicine in the morning. People look at you and they say, oh, you're taking medicine. You are going to be well. Medicine makes you well. They don't think, you're taking medicine. You must be sick from something. I should stay away from you or poke you with a stick. AstraZeneca. We'll provide the sticks for a lot of money. All right. I'm looking at people who follow my Twitter. Why do you bother? All right. Let's see. Who's next? After Zachman comes Justin, the space turtle. The problem is he didn't record his story, so I guess we'll find out what it is from the midgets. Come on, midgets. You gotta come on. Good. Here we go. All right.
I went into Walmart dressed up as a ninja, complete with black attire and mask. I walked in and I knew people were staring at me, but I didn't look at anyone. Just kept to my mission. Buy a banana. I went to the produce section, grabbed a banana, and headed, coins in hand, to the registers. I skipped the nearest one, because it was an older lady who was looking like she'd faint, so I went to the next one. A guy who saw my banana said, "Never mind," into the phone, and hung up. I probably could have been banned.
If a ninja is buying a banana in the Walmart, do not make any sudden moves. Otherwise, it will hurt you. Thank you, Justin. I also would like to thank Stephen the Nuclear Man for his topic this week. This is a good one. I like Banned Books Week. I want to go out and ban books. It's fun. Actually, he was a part of a banned books reading somewhere on ALA Island in Second Life. I think that has to do with libraries. I'm not too sure about the other A's. Maybe they had too many A's in a Scrabble game and had to use them. I know I wind up with too many A's when I play Words with Friends. You can play me. Yes, you can. Don't just play me. In this, play me. Is full of crap is my username. If you win, you can jump and dance and say, ha ha ha, I beat Lawrence Simon. Just don't do that while driving. Or play while driving. That would be kind of crazy. Or if you're on jury duty and you jump up and do that, the bailiff will be mad, and the judge will throw you in a place that you don't want to be thrown. Is there ever somewhere that you want to be thrown? Tell me. Tell me your secrets. Anyway, Steve was reading as a part of it, although now I'm embarrassed because I'm going to say it was... Okay, let's edit this thing later. If it was Fahrenheit 451, say Fahrenheit 451. Otherwise, if it was Slaughterhouse-5, say it was Slaughterhouse-5. I know, I can't keep Vonnegut and Ray Bradbury straight. I think it was Vonnegut, I really do, because he had a Vonnegut kind of tone to it. Oh, don't look at me like that. All right, let's stop the edit now. Anyway, that's the cool kind of stuff that you can get from storytelling and libraries in Second Life. Next up is Terrence. Yes, Terrence McLean from the Never Was podcast. He's back. It's great that he's back. We missed him a lot. I think that every week everyone would listen to the weekly challenge and at the end say, where was Terrence? Oh, this one wasn't good. We need Terrence. Now people will listen to this one and say, great, Terrence is back. I hope he never leaves. It's cold and dark. And without hope. Here is your hope, in the form of Terrence.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast, and this is my entry into the 232nd weekly challenge, Banned. The TSA agent looked me in the eye, not even a hint of a smile on his face. This is getting a little ridiculous, I said, placing my socks into the bag. The agent nodded for me to continue. I reached for the electric shaver. Really? You could braid your hair to make a strangling cord. I'm thinking about that myself right now. That, apparently, was the wrong thing to say. Now, I'm sitting in a small room with a metal table and two chairs bolted to the ground. Looks like I'm going to be the next thing banned from flying.
Bye.
Ha 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 ha. I love it how they always bolt the chairs to the ground. It's like, I'm being interrogated. Maybe I can steal a chair. You know, like they steal pens and pencils and lighters and ashtrays. I'm going to steal a chair from the TSA. Did you think that when the TSA was initially set up, they didn't have the chairs bolted to the ground, and then they looked around and said, damn it, who took all the chairs? That's why they have them bolted to the ground in airports, you know. People steal everything if it isn't bolted down. Why, just the other day, I went into a McDonald's, and I stole one of the employees. Now, every time I go to the bathroom, they're standing there and they ask me, would you like fries with that? No, not really. I keep telling them that they can go home, but they're a little afraid to go home. They would rather be here, in the bathroom. We keep it rather clean in there. Actually, they like to keep it clean, too. Cleanliness is good, and if you lean, you clean. A lesson that everyone should keep to heart. Thank you, Terrence. All right, let's see what other crazy rambling I can do. Bruin's walking around. He's doing a lot better, by the way. Although, he's looking a little thin. Maybe he should eat more. Bruin, who's a good boy. Yes, you are. You want to come up here? He's ignoring me. All right. Well, before you guys ignore me, let me tell you another story. Or, better yet, have TJ tell it to you. He's from North Dakota. North Dakota is a special place. almost like Oz or Atlantis. But North Dakota actually exists. Someone proved it once. Here we go. TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we have our own area code and everything, and this is outrage. Banned? You want these materials should be banned from the library? They are a classic. I cannot stand when books are banned. Children have a right to be exposed to a wide variety of differing views. How silent would be the forest if only the best birds could sing? You don't know. A book like Shirley Jackson's The Lottery could spark a movement against injustice. It's an outrage. I protest. Information wants to be free. Sir, while I don't disagree with you on any particular point, donating your old Playboys to middle school library is simply asking for it.
Then you got it. Now did it. Show your assets and all your proud. You got these, you must push. Stick your shirt, don't shake your couch. Then you got it. Show.
Ha ha ha. That's just crazy, TJ. It's perfectly good to be donating the Playboys to a school library, although it should be a kindergarten. Because, let's face it, if you read it for the articles, there are some good authors there. Shel Silverstein, Norman Mailer, although both of them are kind of dead. I don't think they're writing anything new. But back in my day, when my daddy was a lawyer for Playboy, I was taught to read from those articles. Crazy, huh? Also, they got to eat at the Playboy clubs for free, so my dad, thinking we could save money this way, made sure that the family ate at the Playboy club often, which is why there are child booster seats in Playboy clubs. That was probably the strangest thing about my childhood when I look back. Well, except for the tooth gorilla, where he'd tape a buck to a banana because he wouldn't allow fairies in the house. That's kind of weird and rather hateful. I should ask him about that someday. I talked to him yesterday. My grandmother isn't well. She's 95, which you don't expect people who are 95 to be in the best of health. When they called, I asked, oh, is she getting married again? And he said, no, not that I know of. She broke her hip falling. That's kind of bad, considering she broke the other one a while back, and they fixed that up. She was only 92 at the time, and she was the picture of good health. The thing is, it slowed her down a little. Now, with another broken hip, and they're surgerizing it, and if she recovers from it, it means she's slower. And my dad's opinion of that means, well, they don't have to look as far when she wanders off. Okay, we have one more person, and their story. It's our friend from the Flying Island, called Norval Joe. Wow, Norval Joe's come back. This is great. All right. Let's hear what Norval Joe has, and then we'll head over to FlyingIslandPress.com, where they have a brand new site and everything. Aw, Bruin just toddled over to Mist, who's asleep, and he's licking her clean. That's so nice of him. He's a good boy.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 232 with the prompt of banned. I was a band freak in high school. That's the wrong kind of band. Well, here's my story. There is a small European nation wedged between Germany and Austria that has been so totally forgotten that no one outside its borders even remember its name or where exactly it is on the map. That's fine for the residents of that country. Their goal as a nation is to remain unchanged from their traditional ways. The last change there was after World War II, when the United States forced them to abandon their royalty for democracy. Offended by the interference, they banned anything to do with the U.S., except for Walmart, since everything there is made in China. Remember to come by flyingislandpress.com. Check out our magazine. I'd like to thank Tom for the statistics. It's good to know where I am. I had kind of lost my vision when I reached 100 consecutive stories. I thought, what do I do next? Well, I guess it's what, 148 I've got to shoot for is the record for consecutive stories. I'd like to keep my record clean and my straight going. And I'm hoping that last week, since I was listed as Jeffrey in the poll, that won't affect my actual standing. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I do make those kind of mistakes. It's not because that I'm doing this at 6 in the morning on Sunday. No, it's actually 9:30 in the morning. Why? Because I woke up late, and then I decided to dawdle for a bit. Now I'm done dawdling, and we're having a good time here on the Weekly Challenge. So, I need to come up with some sort of Golden Monkey Award. I really ought to put a Golden Monkey on the, on a fridge magnet. I really need to come up with a new fridge magnet. I did not get any suggestions for a fridge magnet. If you know what story should be on the fridge magnet, well, let's get that on there. I should come up with one, because I should give more out, because I'm a generous type, even if I am kind of cheap. I'm cheap with my generosity. The final story this week is by Planet Z. Planet Z would love for you to be a part of the next weekly challenge, and I'll tell you all about that after Planet Z's story. Here we go, and remember to turn the volume back up when it's over.
There's a party on the base, and my orders are to find it. I check my weapon and step out of the Jeep, walking into the restricted warehouse. Everything that had ever been banned was in there. Books, guns, drugs, you name it. If it's banned, it's in there. I walked up to the security desk and was waved through the gate. "Follow the music. You'll find the party," said the guard. "Do I need to leave my sidearm?" I asked. "No," said the guard. "There could be dueling." "Good," I say, and I burn my invitation with a lighter.
And there you have it, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, Week 232, banned for Banned Books Week. Be sure to ban a book this week, and then, well, do you burn it? That would be Burned Books Week. And if you don't burn a banned book, what do you do with it? Maybe recycle it. But I thought recycling is good. I'm a little confused about this. I'm very confused. I don't want to hurt anyone. Now, if you had a hard time understanding any of the stories, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll on that site where you can choose your favorite stories. That will determine who gets to pick the topic next week. Except, next week's topic is already picked. The topic is 10, because it's October 10th. Oh, there's also links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe have them banned. And possibly burned. Or both. Burned and banned. That would be even more harmful and embarrassing. Or, if you're a martyr type, you might kind of like it. Or you're into having your flesh seared, you sick puppy. The music in the background was by Guy David. He's still at GuyDavid.com. You still have a chance. Go get the music. Have it as part of your podcast. Or just put it in a loop and walk down the street saying, "This is my theme music. It's better than Boom Chicka Wow Wow." You can follow this podcast on Twitter at 100 Word Stories, except I'm lazy and I very rarely update it. The next topic, as I said before, will be 10. You can also be a part of Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, and get your 100 Word Stories up at the Dribblecast, where you will have a few more listeners than here. Tom said that he had the millionth download. I gave up counting after a million. I don't know how many there are now. I stopped looking at the statistics, and I turned off the statistics engine for the download. Oh, I can watch who sees the web pages, but very few people go to them. More people tend to go to the audio files, because they let their iPods do all the work, and iTunes, and their Zooms. Thank you for listening, and remember, there is going to be an in-world Second Life event for the 100-word stories after the weekly challenge, October 10th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'll see you there. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.